Alright.
My hair looks all wiry.
Your hair looks beautiful.
Oh, mercy.
I got gray streaks up there.
Okay, here's mine.
I know, yours are beautiful. Boy, it's still talking over here.
Curse.
Okay.
That's what it is. All right.
All right. Welcome to Superstitions, Traditions, and Definitions. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Carol.
Yep.
Yep.
And it's time.
Let's hear it.
For Am I the Asshole? Historical Edition.
Historical Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You are so nosy.
Okay, read fast then. Let's hear it.
Okay.
I've been here that first, I have to hear about this.
And first of all,
I don't know anything about it.
I am going to say I try really hard to keep everything way back.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fairly recent.
How recent? The last 100 years?
No. In the last 20.
Oh.
Like really recent.
Okay.
So, am I the asshole for causing over 2,000 marriages to end?
Are you a divorce attorney?
No.
Are you a judge?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you didn't end marriage like that.
Or maybe she did.
Okay, let's get on with it.
Okay.
Let's hear.
I was born of royal blood in Malawi, a country in East Africa.
Oh.
I'm the youngest of 12, so I never planned on ruling my country.
Are these child marriages?
I was working my 27-year career as a secretary at college when I was told I had been chosen by the chiefs to serve as Inkosi, or the senior chief, because I was good with people.
Fancy.
Upon visiting my people, I noticed many young teenage wives holding their babies, some as young as 12 or 13. I understand this is a poor country. However, parents shouldn't feel the need to marry their children off as early as possible to free themselves from the financial burden.
Yes.
It's unacceptable. Finding out there were institutions teaching young girls how to please their husbands angered me.
Indeed.
I made my first order of business closing these marriage camps, annulling all teenage marriages, and enacting a law forbidding marriage before the age of 18.
Not the asshole.
No.
We're just going to start there.
I know.
Yay. Okay, good deal.
I know. So, these marriage camps, like little girls weren't getting educations. They were going to marriage camp for sexual cleansing.
Okay.
They couldn't graduate unless they could please the instructor. So that was her first rule of business was to end
that. Nothing self-serving about that at all.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly reasonable.
She worked with NATO and the UN and just anybody she could
pull in
Marvelous. To help her country.
How heroic.
The average income was $11 a week. I mean, okay, so I don't know anything about the cost of living or anything like that there, I'm sure.
Right.
However, that was keeping those families
poor.
They were considered poverty, having
to give over their children.
Yeah. Yeah. So she fought hard and has since 2003 when she gets this call out of the blue while she's being a secretary at a college that was like, oh, hey.
Guess what?
You're in charge. Get over here.
We need some help over here.
So, I mean, that was the first thing she did. She's walking down the street. She is the mother to five children herself. She has boys. All of her kids were boys. Right. And she's like, this is why? Why is this happening? And
they're like, you put yourself in that position. Uh-huh. No, you know, I would not have appreciated being 13.
Right. It's like, well, they can't afford to keep them. They can't afford to feed them. So they marry them off.
And right.
Like some of these kids were 12, 13 years old, holding babies.
Awful.
Having children. I mean, they weren't marrying them off to adult men. They were teenage, both mom and dad, both teenagers. Like, oh, you look good for my son. You're about the same age. Here's your marriage license. Go find a house. And
those,
yeah.
That's terrible.
So she has been a huge advocate for education.
Good.
And keeping girls in school.
Good.
She's done amazing things for her country. Her name's Teresa.
Okay.
And she has a last name.
That you can't say? Does it have lots of letters in it?
It does. There are lots of letters. Kachindamoto?
That sounds good.
Kachindamoto?
You didn't butcher it. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
Good deal.
So,
nice job.
At this time, when she took over, the country ranked number 8 in poverty.
Hmm.
Like it was down there.
Number 8? Mm-hmm. Out of how many?
The countries. Worldwide countries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
It was also one of the countries that had the most child marriages. Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
more than half the population had been married before the age of 16.
I mean, that happened a lot here too.
It did.
You know, you just.
It did.
We can't afford this, we that, you know.
And my grandma got married at 15. My grandpa was 17 when they got married.
Wow. How old were you when you got married?
18. Mm-hmm. My second marriage, I was 20.
I was 31.
I mean, hindsight, so I was probably too young. I mean, you realize that my first marriage at 18 lasted not even a year.
Right.
So
right.
Maybe I shouldn't have been making a decision. I was probably too young to make that decision.
Well, yeah, and that's why you look out for your girls.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure nobody gets married at 18.
Right.
Away and
I mean, I was a legal adult. I didn't have to have consent or anything from anybody to get married. I could sign my own name, but still.
It's not the best idea.
Right.
Just because, you know, there's a whole world of things out there that you need to know and do.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know.
No.
And you couldn't do.
Mm-hmm. No. No, I ended up being mom to JJ and
right.
But anyway,
yep.
That's a whole nother story.
It is.
That was something good I got out of that marriage. I got to keep JJ.
Yep.
And raise him.
Yes.
So anyway, back to Teresa here.
Yes.
It was just, let's see, in 2000. So she took over in 2003. It was 2017 before they made it official and passed the law.
Why did it take so long?
She actually, I don't completely understand their government.
Okay.
Everybody is a chief. Essentially, whatever, however it's translated. English, it's translated as chief. Her official title is Inkosi,
okay,
which we in English are saying means senior chief. She was called by a group of chiefs.
Oh, okay.
So like the people didn't vote. This group of chiefs voted. She did not know she was running.
Until it was bestowed upon her. Look what we're giving you. You're welcome.
So
but it sounds like the best thing that could have happened.
So they called her.
She had the power to.
And it was, you know, family ties because she's part of this family that had been ruling. Here are 12 options and however many there are pulled together. We're like, we want that one.
Right.
We want Teresa. She's good with people.
Right. Undoubtedly. Sounds like she nailed it.
She did. So she was living in Malawi, but which is the country. She was living was called Zombo. And I don't know exactly if it's set up like cities or if it's a country like America is a country with different states. I'm
sure,
you know. So she had to go back to the essentially capital of this area.
Okay.
So she gets there. And this is where she's seeing, this is the poor region. This is where she's seeing all these child brides. So she's telling the chiefs, the other, I don't know, maybe Congress kind of set up. Anyway, she's telling them, we're going to get rid of this. We're going to do that. And she's like, and if you argue with me, or maybe it's more like a governor. Because maybe they're more like governors. Because she's telling them, you know, if you don't do this in your area and you argue with me about this, I'm stripping you of your power. Okay. And she ended up having to strip 7 or 8 people of their power. And they
didn't want to.
They didn't want to. So it wasn't until they finally come back to her and say, okay, I've annulled these marriages.
Right. If you're going to stick by it, fire everybody. For her.
That
for
was her the thing. She's like, you and all the marriages in your area that are child marriages.
Just real quick.
Or your power stripped.
Did everybody want theirs annulled? I mean, you know, some folks might have not minded their situation, might have liked the person they were. You know what I mean?
And, you know, that's a possibility.
Like a big, broad, you know, huge annulment of everybody, like a mass annulment.
The way it sounds, it was just straight across the board mass annulment. Now, she didn't say you can never talk to that person again.
Sure, but you have the freedom to choose which way you're going to go, if you're going to get married, if you're going to go to school, or whatever, something like that. Right. I just wondered, I'm sure that, you know, we're going to, let's say 98% hated it, and let's say 2% are like, you know, my life is a lot better than it was. I mean, we don't know. We don't live in that kind of society where, you know, you're just told, okay, well, here you are. You're getting married.
Right.
You know, I can't imagine. But, you know, on the one hand.
I think I would sell mine off to the circus before I married them off myself.
Sell your kids off to the circus before you married them. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Circus travels. There's all kinds of bad people.
Mm, that's true.
Hmm. At least if they're married and they live across the street.
Right. And then, you know,
yes.
You don't know what.
No. And, you know.
It wasn't a, I need to get rid of this kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I have 3 other kids that are starving
that
I can't feed. I just can't handle this one, and this is at the age
this household
to
over here, and then we have less, and then in, you know, actuality we'll have more.
Uh huh. This kid is old enough to take care of herself or himself,
and they're really not. And you know, I don't know. It's sad.
No, I mean, I have a 12-year-old. My middle daughter is, my oldest daughter is 18. My middle daughter is 12. I can't look at either one of those kids and be like, you got this. You got life.
Yep. Go get it.
Go get it.
Yeah. No, my oldest is 24 and he still is like, Mom, what do I do? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, here, let me help you out. Let me tell you, you know, you need direction. Yeah. You just do.
Yeah. And I'm sure those parents were, you know, offering advice. Or
right. And, you know, there are cultures where they've, you know, sold off their children because, you know, the money. For, I mean, and it's just horrible. It's just horrible all the way around.
Yeah. I mean, that and happened folks, here even.
Yeah. Some folks are extremely, you know, upset about it. And some folks are like, you know, it just depends on the person and the situation. And the intent behind things. I mean, I'm not saying I'm for it because I'm not at all. Like, well, I would, you know, talk to each individual, and I mean, I'm not conveying what I want to say.
I know, but I do get what you want to say.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah. I mean, okay, they're 17-year-old kids now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe let them, if they're happy.
Yeah, let them, if they do, but if they don't want to stay.
I'm thinking those 12 and 13-year-olds that are married, they had no choice. No, you are annulled. If you guys want to marry again later in 6 years, more power to you. But right now, your kids kids.
No, absolutely, absolutely. If you're 17, 6 years,
I'm sure that there was considerations for that.
Sure.
I'm sure she made considerations for that.
For those who are old enough to kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. For the 10 and 12 and 14, no.
Which could be also why the.
Did they have.
It took 14 years to make the official law.
Where did they go when they got annulled? What happened? Did they.
She had. What conventions?
Did she make provisions for them so they'd have somewhere to go towards instead it. Of like,
most of them went back home to their families, and she worked with the families on the importance of education and funding education and helping raise the
great good.
So
it's not something I'm versed in. So the questions that come to mind right away are the things that I blurt out there. I mean, I can't imagine, but you know, you can't imagine that a 12-year-old getting married is good.
Mm-hmm.
In any, I mean, if you're 15 or 17 or 22, whatever you are, you know, I went to school with a lot of girls who wanted to go to college and wanted to be doctors, but I also went to school with girls who just wanted to be mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was neither one of those. You know, I didn't like children. I like my children. And then, now I like most kids, but, you know, that was not my goal. Was I just want to get married and have children. But you know, there are those people on every side of the conversation.
Right. Right. And
I'm sure there was a lot of freedom and a lot of people that were really happy.
Right. But you also have to understand that this was tradition in this region. So there's a lot of people who are mad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude.
There are a lot of 13, 14-year-old kids sitting around going, you know, I don't have to be here with mom. So it is still legal with parental consent there.
Right.
Whereas before it was just, go on and get your marriage license.
No.
Just because it was a way of life.
Yeah. No, I get you. Yeah,
so. She didn't wipe it away completely, which is why I think she probably took into consideration those
case by case.
Yeah. Those kids that are 17 but have been married for 5 years or 6 years or whatever.
And they're like, I'm okay in my situation.
Uh-huh.
Not that you wanted at 12, not that they would have their children married off at 12. I mean, because that's the start of the change.
Right.
So, yeah.
There was a lot of generational curses broken.
Oh,
but
for sure. My goodness.
A lot of people saw that as a generational blessing, not necessarily a curse.
Sure.
So,
but look, I found you a husband.
Yeah.
Are you not grateful? No, not really. I think I'd rather go to school and learn some math.
But she fixed that part. Now it's the kids. The kids get to marry who the kids choose to marry, and mom and dad aren't.
Right.
You know, the neighbor's boy looks like he'll be able to provide.
Yep, they've got a garden. He's got a horse.
Yeah. So
the things that you look at and and I'm sure some had their children's best interest and some did not.
Right.
Is it 50-50 or 60-40?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to think that a majority of the folks had their kids' best interests at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was married off at 14, and My mom was 13 when she got, I'm sure they looked back at things and, this is just how it was done. Like, they look back at things like, this is just how it's done. I don't know why this is why it's done. When did this start and who decided this was a good idea? Sure. But I get it.
I mean, it was a good idea here for a while too.
Well, back in the day when you had, you know, you had a little village and some people get to where they can branch out. And
in ancient Egypt, it was a good idea to have babies with your sister.
No, I don't think that would be a good idea.
We don't know. They didn't have a problem with it then.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they tried to keep the blood pure is what I think Egypt was trying to do. If we all have the same blood, it's all going to be fine. But
and then you end up with club feet.
And bad bones and birth defects. And spread those genes out just a little bit.
A little. Hair.
A little bit. Please. Thank you.
Have the babies with your half-sister, not your biological one. Right? That's what you're saying?
Not exactly. But, you know, if that's how you want to take it, by all means, you take it.
That's how King Tut took it.
Well, yeah, I know, but that was our other episode. That's not this episode.
Oh, that's right.
What are we doing? We're getting away from this. We're in Africa, yeah.
True.
Egypt is in Africa, but we're not in Egypt right now.
No.
Get back to it.
We are in Malawi.
Come on, sis. Pull your head out.
I'm trying.
No, you're not either.
Mm-mm.
You like it there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nope.
So anyway, she not the asshole.
Definitely not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
To us, she probably was.
She very well could have been to her people for a minute.
I'm sure for some of them. I worked hard to arrange this marriage. You know?
Yeah, for
difficult.
It is.
It's difficult.
So,
yep, I think we should. With that, it's difficult, but I think she did a good thing.
I mean, and she asked for help. She brought in other countries,
right.
And you know, this is how they're doing it. And
hey, we need. We
give
need
us
some
guidance. Yeah.
Yep.
Made education important.
Like, sister, I don't know what to do, but I know what I don't want to do, which I don't want to marry off 12 and 13 year old children.
I mean, the way it sounds in the articles I read was she put a lot of thought into it. She just walk in and be like, go home.
Yep.
Go back to your mom.
Yep.
You're too young to play.
Back to the sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It was, you know,
for sure.
A lot of talking to her people saying, I know this is scary, but.
Yeah, and she must have been quite, you know, empathetic.
Uh-huh.
To say, you know, if this was me or this was my kid, I would not be thrilled with this. I'm not thrilled with it. I'm not thrilled with it for these people.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone to let it continue.
Yeah.
Not the asshole.
I mean, it sounded like.
Excited.
Why can't I think of the word?
What are we talking about?
Speeches. Like State of the Union kind of things. She had several of those.
Like conferences?
Conferences of, you know, I know.
We're all going to meet here.
Uh-huh.
We're going to come. We're going to talk out our ideas.
Right.
And why we
here's why that. Education is important. And here's why, you know, our country is so poor. And let's do this.
We have
and,
our kids get older before they get married.
Right.
And they know some things. And
if they're not popping out babies at 12 years old.
Right.
Then they're not having to worry about feeding a baby at 12 years old. And
right. They can take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And
they could be a doctor instead of a, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Poverty-stricken person who keeps having children and having to marry them off.
Yeah.
And definitely not wanting that. I mean, I can't see anybody wanting that for their child. I'm sure some are like, please get out of my house. Troublemaker.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I joke all the time about.
About your kids.
About my kids. Like, I have 8 more years on my sentence.
Oh, mercy.
Mine's
getting shorter all the time, unfortunately.
However, those kids know they can stay at my house as long as they need to.
Yep.
But anyway, that's beside the point.
Yep. That makes
I have the means
asshole.
To do that.
Right, exactly. You didn't have to marry
if I was living in this area at you know, 20 years ago, I might not have had the means to say to my 18-year-old daughter, you can stay home when you graduate high school.
Well, if you were here back then, you would have had her already married off.
More than likely.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. She's definitely not the asshole
to
us.
No, she
isn't.
And she is loved by her people.
Oh, I bet. So. Women especially. I mean, you know, if they're young men getting married too, I'm sure they did. Mm-hmm. You know, they probably wanted to go to school as well.
Right.
They wanted a better life as well. And
the way it sounds from the articles I've read, it was still an option for the men to continue their education.
Oh.
However, the women
had to stay home
and take care of the house and raise the babies and
like we do.
Yeah. It was a more traditional.
We're good at it. We like to do some other things too.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Interesting.
I know the focus as far as education with the articles I've read, the focus for education was for girls.
Because they had zero choice.
Right.
You know, this boy had choice. Maybe he didn't want to. Maybe he did want to.
And maybe he did continue his education after he was married. But from the average education level for girls in that area was between third and fifth grade.
Oh, you haven't learned anything good by then. I mean, social studies, you know, things like that were mm-hmm. awesome for our school. I mean, things that I learned.
Right.
But you really, I mean, you didn't learn anything about life until a little bit later because mm-hmm. you're just worried about recess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Definitely not the asshole.
Definitely not.
We're going to say she's the hero.
I know. And her people love her.
I love her too.
So, you know, I mean, you would think going in and changing something so major.
Right.
And
it's like saying, hey, you know what? We're going to do it with Christmas. You know,
right.
Our culture, something that's so big and so ingrained. We're just not going to have this anymore. And people are like, what?
Yeah. I don't know.
You watch me.
I mean, there was some opposition, but eventually.
Sure. Oh, I believe that.
There was, I think, seven chiefs. I don't know. I'm thinking more like a governor kind of thing.
Gotcha.
That were like, I ain't doing it. Mm. And she stripped them of their power. And they eventually came back and was like, okay, I stamped that annulment.
Can I have my shit back?
Yeah. Can I have my title?
Again? Mm-hmm. Good for her for having the wherewithal to do that.
Right.
You want to play? We'll play. And we will cut you out and you can go over here and maybe marry off your children.
That's right.
Interesting.
All right. Join us again on Tuesdays for Superstitions and on Saturdays for Am I the Asshole Historical Edition.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Come join us. Tell us what you think.
All of it.
Everything.
We want to know everything. No, we don't. I know. Not everything they think.
Well.
Pertaining to this episode. Tell us.
Okay. Pertaining to this episode. And the one before. And the one coming after.
All of them.
Yeah. Let us know. Mm-hmm. We do it for you.
We do. Mm-hmm. And for me. Because I'm kind of selfish. But,
Along for the ride. That's why I don't.
She's along for the ride.
Along for the ride.
She's along for the ride. I did this for me, and I'm glad you're entertained by it.
Very. Aren't we all? All right. Peace out. Until next time. I know you keep wanting me to say it, but now it's just difficult. Love you.
Have a fondness.
Yes, she does.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha ha.